We're now in the very last of the 20th chapter of 2 Samuel, and ready to begin the 23rd verse. The uprising that was caused by Sheba has now been successfully put down. And in these last three verses of this 20th chapter of 2 Samuel, we have a naming of some of the officials that David has placed to assist him in his reign. These officers were first listed in the 8th chapter of 2 Samuel, but now we have a review of them. And several of the officers are the same. Verse 23 says, "Now Joab was over all the host of Israel." So Joab, as we know, is still the commander-in-chief. He has been for a long time, and at this point he still is. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. Now he's been in this position for a long time. The Cherethites and the Pelethites are thought to be some type of mercenaries who were employed by David. They were actually his bodyguard. They were very faithful to him. They had been with him during the time of the uprising by Absalom, and they still are very prominent in the court of David. And this man named Benaiah was also a very prominent person. He was one of David's most valiant and trusted leaders, and he later became commander-in-chief under Solomon. And he was the son of Jehoiada and a native of the city of Kabzeel, and located in South Judah. And so we see that he then is the chief of David's bodyguards. We're going to learn more about Benaiah later. We'll have three principal exploits about him: the killing of two Moab warriors, that of a lion in a pit, and the defeat of an Egyptian warrior with his own spear. He remained faithful to Solomon during Adonijah's rebellion, and was made commander of the whole army, as found in 1 Kings 2, verse 35, and 1 Kings 4, verse 4. Verse 24 says, "And Adoram was over the tribute." Now here's a new office that was not listed in the 8th chapter, and this is the office of being over the treasure, over the tribute, and it wasn't until the later years of David's reign that he began to raise taxes, and so the necessity then for a person to be actually the treasurer. Adoram was long in this office, but it eventually cost him his life at last, according to 1 Kings 12, verse 18. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Elihud, was recorder, and Sheba was scribe. It seems this office of recorder was more like being the prime minister. He recorded the major events and more or less kept the affairs of state rolling. And Sheba was scribe, which would be the office of private secretary, more or less, to David. And Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. They had been priests for a while now and remained in that office. And Ira also, the Jerite, was the chief ruler about David. Now this was a person that seemed to have a special position to David. Some seemed to think he was sort of a private priest to David, or a private seer to David. We don't know that for sure, but he had some kind of a special office that in which he attended to special tasks that had to do with David. So this concludes the 20th chapter of 2 Samuel. Now we're ready to move into the 21st chapter.